Hi, it's Stein. Food commentator Nancy Leeson and I can be like cats and dogs when it comes to, well, cats and dogs. The care and feeding of pets and my classical music debut with kitchen appliance accompaniment, all on today's Food for Thought.
Stein, I understand you got a new cat.
We did. My old cat, Kukla, lived to be almost 20 years old, and it really took 3 or 4 months before I was ready to get another cat. But we went down to the shelter and came back with a 9-month-old tuxedo cat.
And what did you name him?
Well, actually, I had a contest on my music show, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday on KNKX. Name the cat and win an afternoon in the hot tub with the We Buy Ugly Houses caveman. We got lots of entries, but we wound up picking out our own names. First, we thought, well, we call him Tux, and then for some reason, Tex. And then
I like Tex.
Even though it makes no sense. Now his name is Speed because he is supernaturally fast. So it'll be Speed for a while, I guess, until we think of something else. I don't think it'll give him any kind of mental issues if we keep changing his name, do you?
No, I don't. In fact, yeah. Our pets, we always come with the name because, like you, we adopt them. They generally have already had the name. Here's what I really want to know. You have two cats, right?
Yeah.
And what do you feed them?
Cat food.
Really? Like canned cat food?
Canned and dry.
Do they get any treats at all?
Eh, once in a while if I'm trying to bribe them.
Yeah, well, in our house, we've always had dogs, and they're the best fed dogs in 3 counties. Every morning, Mac wakes up, and the first thing he does is he does what he calls building enthusiasm. He takes his time while our big dog sits quietly and patiently and drools all over the floor. And the little dog throws herself up against the cabinet, screeches, freaks out, jumps up. And he finds this very entertaining, Mac, I mean.
I'll never understand why anyone would want a dog. I realize what I'm letting myself in for in this part of the country. I really don't get it about dogs.
Well, I feel the same way about cats. Plus, I'm allergic. But our dog thinks she's a cat. She spends more than half of her day sitting in the window, waiting for other dogs to walk by, and then she barks her full head off.
What a lot of noise to put up with.
But then our dogs have to put up with all the noises we make. Remember you and I talked about how all our small appliances make noises?
Mm-hmm.
Well, our big dog, he's scared to death of the Instant Pot. If he hears the beeping, he'll run away so fast. And we got a new toaster oven, and he does exactly the same thing. When he hears that beep that it lets up, that high-pitched thing, he'll go running out the dog door as fast as he possibly can. And now, when I pull the Instant Pot out, all I have to do is pull it out of the cabinet. He runs out the door.
I've often thought that it's not so much that they're scared of stuff like that, vacuums and all that, but that maybe these machines are putting out a frequency that's unpleasant for them, don't you think?
No question. If someone's listening and they know how you can turn that thing off, I want to know.
Well, as you know, I'm scared of the Instant Pot, too. But I do have fun with the noises my appliances make. I found that I could hum the saber dance along with my KitchenAid mixer.
What?
Yeah. I noticed that the sound it was making on speed 3 would make a perfect, like, baseline for the saber dance.
No way.
Way. Check it out. And then I can move it up to speed 4 to modulate. I even made a video of it, and I'm going to put it on the Food for Thought post at knkx.org with KNKX food talker Nancy.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Leeson.
He is Dick.
Everybody wants to be a cat.
Stein.